Okay, story. This is just my attempt. I mean, I guess I can call it conceptual, but the kind of infographics I'm thinking of, at least for myself, to get it clear. I tried today to understand, or to put it as clear pictures, images. What's going on here? So, hello. Yeah. The developments from the ordinary, honest, local businesses like my father's factory to the madness we see in the world today. And in a way, it's just very complex, but I'm starting to see a kind of simple, clear pattern and system and structure here. And I'm now trying it, looking at it from the point of view not of systems but of people. So we got my father. Hello, father. You were a good man in that sense. And as I was writing about, I guess you could say the old Swedish Christian moral standards that you should not take more than you need and you should be satisfied, learn to be happy with your family and your friends and when you have food on the table and a nice place to live. And then you have the other person there who is not satisfied, who wants more. Why? And I guess such people have always been there. Of course. In the benign sense, we find them if we look at Vedic India and, you know, the pious Vaishyas who can become very rich by being good at business and so on. How to take the resources available and turn them into abundance, but then also doing that in a way that benefit many, the society, the community. So we've got that kind of person there, and this the other one, of course, we then find the, to stay with the Vedic perspective for a while, we find the Asuric mentality there. I, me, mine, and so much have I earned today, and I will earn more. He is my enemy, and I killed him, and I will kill others that are threatening my power and profits. That kind of, yes, Asuric in the sense of being more ignorant of the higher values of life and what happiness actually comes through. And of course we find that ignorance in Vaishya types who are more in the mode of passion ignorance and who need to be, you know, taught, educated, and guided by higher wisdom, so to speak, from school and society and so on, which then the religious societies of, for instance, Sweden in the old days did. Of course, then it had other colonial aspects to it, but we'll take that later. So there we got that person who then thinks, well, we got, let's take the trousers then. Got that man over there, and he's paying his workers so much. The production cost of the trousers are so and so. Now, if I employ people from these poor countries over there, and in those days they brought in people from Eastern Europe, Finland, places, you know, people who worked for low salaries and worked very hard, and also refugees and so on, they were desperate. So yeah, I can use them, and I can outcompete these others. Because here we have in our town 5 little factories making clothes. One making trousers, one making shirts and so on. Now I can make a big one using this cheap labor. And I can make both the trousers and the shirts and all of it at a lower cost. And then they will buy mine instead. And I will make a lot of money. Why should I just have a little company and I want lots of money, I want to be rich, and I want a big car, and I want to fly around the world and be someone. So you've got that kind of person there. Relatively ignorant about the higher wisdom of life. And lusty for money and this and that. Okay? So he thinks, I want to do this. Well, big company, big factory, this and that, need money. You go to the bank and then you come up with something you call shareholding company. You can invest in my company. You have a share in it. You're a co-owner. And you get your share of the profits. course, after they pay, the company pays a salary to me, and so on. So it is clever. And he also get bank loan. He knows all these people, big boys in town, bankers, and he's going to the parties, and he knows how to play the game. So there he is with his big factory filled with his cheap laborers, and it works. He outcompetes the others. Of course, they still have their market, maybe, because they got good quality and they have steady customers who are loyal to them. But yeah, and then he comes up with an even smarter idea. We've got this colonialism. It means that there are colonies, and there are people. We have communications to there. We have our people over there. We can set up a factory there. Very cheap to build, cheap to run. Just need to send over a couple of people to manage. They can employ local management and so on. And look, profit became much bigger. Not only that, but now I figured out we can reach an international market. So I have a multinational corporation here, and we are making lots of money. And look, we have money we can invest in research, in technology. We can invent machines to make our production even more efficient and produce even at a lower cost, larger quantities, first of all, bigger market, monopoly, all that. So he's a big guy now. Then you know, there are all kinds of problems involved, the legal issues, and yes, we're not treating these people well, and I don't know how it came about, should ask the AI, how it came about that the corporation became its own legal entity, legal person, and why. But so far, you know, he he is the majority owner, he is the big boss, he's the big capitalist. And then he and his friends, they invent something. Or maybe there are others coming in. The money people. That's maybe another person coming in here. Look, here we have something called the stock market. Here you sell and buy your shares. You don't have to worry about that. We market them for you and manage them for you. And the good thing with this is that we can make your company increase in value. Now, let's look at this a little bit. It's a bit like you have an artist who's painting paintings. And then someone comes, clever gallery owner, saying that, hey, I can manage your painting and your selling and exhibitions and all that, and I can make your name known and find a market for you. Rich customers and so on. And then I'll take something for doing that, and it's win-win. We both gain from that. So let's go. Or musician, look, you're making good music, let me be your manager and I will make you rich and myself too. Win-win. Hey, you're doing a good business here, you have a nice factory, nice services, products. Well, I mean, I could help you market them and find customers, but an even smarter thing is to take those ownership papers and put that on the market, and I will market those for you. And the very smart thing is that when your company is doing good, because there are always these rich people who need to put their money somewhere. So if your company is doing well, they want to invest their money as shares in your company. And the better your company is doing, the more it's worth, the more would those shares be worth. Makes sense, doesn't it? If your company is worth 1 million, and those shares are worth that divided by the amount of shares, but it's just worth 1 billion, it's doing very good. It has a lot of income and capital. Then those are worth 1 billion divided by the amount of shares, which means the shareholders will be happy and will be getting rich. Very nice. Let's do that. What happens then is something that I'm trying to kind of see clearly here and put in as a kind of an item or entity in all of this. This smart guy comes, he's a kind of lawyer type of person who makes a lot of money. on that by just being clever. That's the thing, those who make money on your company. It's a kind of meta thing there. They also come up with a smart idea. Make a law, and they manage to do it, that makes your corporation a legal entity. What do you mean with legal entity? The company, your corporation, is its own person. Yes, it is owned by the shareholders, but how can people own another person? This kind of thing, we could ask AI, but that's how it is, right? Which means, what does it mean and why do we want to do that? You can also ask about that. Yes, I'm asking now the AI here, why did they make it that way? What was the need, the purpose, the benefits? So everything happens because there's a need for it to happen, for corporations to become their own legal identities. Persons as such, freeing their actual owners from responsibility. Maybe I should leave it so that not so far and ask that question. Figure out this, the thinking, the logic behind the developments so far.